The dance. In the Kojiki, the record of ancient affairs, as you may well remember, the brother of the sun goddess offended his sister by throwing a half-skin pony through the roof of the house and wrecking the looms and scattering shit all around. And so she went and hid in a cave. Having done so, there was no light anywhere on earth. So the gods, by the hundreds of thousands, because the Japanese never put any limit on the gods, gathered in a huge, broad, dry riverbed to try to figure out how to get her back. And this is the story of how she came back. Epigraph. Against its will, energy is doing something productive, like the devil in medieval history. The principle is that nature does something against its own will, and by self-entanglement produces beauty. Otto Rissler, physicist. Izanami, the goddess, gave birth to rocks, trees, rivers, mountains, grass, and at last, a blazing child. So, burned, she died. In the land of darkness, a mass of pollution. Ah, wash her clear stream, skinny little girl with big ears. We have passed through, flesh out of flesh. Then, shining heavens, Amaterasu, the goddess of the sun, her brother flung mud and shit and a half-skinned pony through the palace. So she entered a cave, shut it up with a rock, made the world dark. Ame no Uzume, outrageous heavenly goddess, one of the many gods and goddesses, wrapped the numinous club moss of Mount Kagu around her hips, made a headband from the leaves of Nishikigi, bound bamboo grass for her wristlets, and put a sounding board down before the cave where the sun goddess hid. She danced and she stamped till it echoed around, danced like a goddess possessed, pulled out her nipples, pushed her sash down till she showed herself down below, and the plain of high heaven shook with the laughs and the cheers and the whistles of thousands of gods who were gathered to watch. Jean Herbert. The whole river, clear back to each creeklet, rock-rimmed, all one basin drawing in the threads, pacing down dry riverbeds, the dance, might, stomping, stepping on the gravelly bar, step, stop, stomp of the foot, glide and turn. Headwaters, mountains, breathing icy bliss. Diamond-glittered, biddy snow creek, eating the inorganic granite down. Trees once cooled the air, and clouds, ah, ghosts of water, springs gone dry, hills of Yugoslavia clear-cut for the Roman fleet. Don't think all that topsoil's gone. It only waits. Slept on riverside bars, drank from muddy streams, grains cooked in rock flour glacier water, dirt left on boulders for a sandy heap of years, and creeks meander just because they swing. The stamp of the masked dancer pacing tangled channels, putting salt and gold dust in the sea. Ame no Uzume no Mikoto bound up her sleeves with a cord of heavenly Hikage vine, tied round her head a headband of the heavenly Masaki vine, bound together bundles of sasa leaves to hold in her hands, and, overturning a bucket before the heavenly rock cave door, stamped resoundingly upon it. Then she became divinely possessed, exposed her breasts, and pushed her skirt band down to her genitals. Alan Grippard. Translators. Laughter roared like thunder through the plains of heaven, and the hidden goddess of the sun, Amaterasu, peeked out round the rock, and all the little faces of the gods gleamed white in the light. Herbert and Grippard, around her head, Nishikigi leaves and Masaki vines. In her hands, sasa. As wristlets, bamboo grass. Sleeves tied with hikage vine. Around her hips, club moss. Ame no Uzume, what did she wear? What leaves were in her hair? How far did she push her skirt down?